Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. It's 8:07. It's a beautiful, clear day. It's going to be another hot one, but not quite as hot as it was yesterday. And it's actually supposed to cool down significantly over the next couple of days. So
great news. Fall's tomorrow, everyone.
That's right. Today's the last full day of summer, so enjoy it. All right, it's time for you to win tickets to see Kelly Clarkson. Thank you. Here we go. January 24th at Oracle Arena. Her Meaning of Life tour is hitting the area. The tickets go on sale this Monday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. And right now we have a pair for call number 9, 800-400-3697. Call now and get yourself a pair of tickets to the show. Okay, let's jump right into the new music. There is a ton out today. I mean, I just skipped anything that wasn't... I have 20 things here. We are going to start with Slash.
I love him.
Oh, my God. He's great. Guns N' Roses, Fame. But he also had... What's his other...
Velvet Revolver, right. Slash's Snake Pit, and now it's Slash and the... Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
Right. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That is wow.
Correct. That's a lot of words.
Nice. Yeah, it seems like too much. But
so
okay.
Is he just like the featured player in this? This is they're saying this is his album.
It's his band, and this Miles guy is in another band or two as well. So I think that Miles has been able to say, I want my name on there too. And then the Conspirators were like,
we want to also be on there. All right, let's hear what this sounds like. He doesn't sing, right? He's just playing guitar?
No, he's playing guitar.
And is Miles the singer?
Miles is the singer, yeah.
Driving Rain.
All right. Okay, first of all, I love that dude's voice.
You do?
That's great.
All right.
I love heavy melodic tunes. It's driving and biting. I love that. I think that's great.
This is the first time I've heard it, and I agree it's pretty good. But one of the things I read about it is Slash said, I can't afford to make albums the old school way, which he'd like. He said, I think it's the first album he's made on Pro Tools entirely.
Oh.
Like, no more
like
analog.
At his house.
Like, they had to do it on Pro Tools.
All right.
It sounds clean and good.
It's great.
Why? Because he's got to give half to his wife now.
Oh, Perla.
That they're divorcing.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't he give her a big lump sum? And
some kind
she
of
got
stuff.
Paid.
Well, and she will continue to get paid. All right, what else?
Oh, this next one's called Antidote.
I feel like we've got the vibe of what this is. It's solid, it's heavy, and yet it's also melodic. I like it.
It's all right.
Oh, that's a great sound. Transistory. All right. Oh, that sounds nice. I love that guy's voice. I love it. Great rock voice. That's Miles Kennedy. That is a Slash record, apparently, officially. And certainly his guitar work sounds crunchy and heavy. I'm going to skip down because we have 1,000 things to get to. Okay, Noah Cyrus. Ooh. She has a little 6-track EP out. It's called Good Cry. Okay, I do want to address one thing before we hop into the music here. Apparently, you can actually buy a bottle of her tears for $12,000. This is not true. She and her promotions team posted on a couple sites it's a joke. It really is just a dumb promotional thing that, you know, good cry, get it. And so she was going to sell her tears. Turns out that is absolutely not true. Someone did fill a bottle with water and write Noah Cyrus's tears on it and put it on, like, eBay or like on a GoFundMe thing, like help dry her eyes, and they did say it's $12,000 for this. Don't be fooled. If you have $12,000 and you were thinking about spending it on Noah Cyrus's tears, just know that they're not really her tears. So we're clear.
Okay, darn.
All right.
Got it.
I know. Well, it was getting reported everywhere that it was real. Like it turns out it's not real. So Good Cry is the name of Noah Cyrus's 6-track EP. What are you going to play?
Here's the title track.
All right. Pause it for a second. Anytime you hear a glitch like that, Bryn has taken out a swear.
Oh, okay.
I think this is lovely. And the jams at the Cyrus house must be epic. She sounds great. Give me another one.
All right, this next one is
How
called...
old is she?
18.
Oh, she should not be drinking. Just for the record, she's referencing that, and that's not allowed.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that. Punches is the next one.
Okay. I love this. I actually think, you know, she sounds like her sister a lot, especially on this
thing.
One.
Yeah.
This is lovely.
Yeah.
I could hear this on Alice.
Yeah, I could too.
Give me another one.
Oh.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely great. Oh, you only pulled two?
Yeah, I can pull more if you want. Here, let me just...
Yeah, leave that up while you grab another one.
Oh, is this
I want to hear another. I thought those were both really pretty and good. I'm actually surprised.
You said six songs?
Six, it's just a little EP. Mm-hmm. 6 tracks.
It's not true what everyone says. She's not the janky sister.
No, turns
out
she's
a good one.
She's just as good of a sister.
Right?
Who says she's janky?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like she's a little bit janky. I should have a picture of her here somewhere. Oh, darn it.
Interesting face.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a good...
Oh, Yuzette's the one who said she's the janky sister.
No, I didn't say that. She's got a unique look about her.
She's a little janky. Well, they all have those gigantic eyes in the Cyrus family.
Here's Mad at You.
Okay. Don't say anything, Vinny. I love this. I have to say, I fully expected to not be into this, and I think she sounds absolutely great.
What is her style? What do you call that?
It feels like it has a bit of a country twang, but I feel
With
like
poppy.
These are, yeah, definitely pop. I can totally picture those songs on... Oh, who's this?
This is Gallant.
Gallant.
A feature.
Yeah. I like Noah. I'm not into this dude. Anyway, there you go. That's what Noah Cyrus's 6-track EP sounds like.
I think his voice sounds great.
It's all right. It's fine.
I like Gallant, too.
I like Noah.
I like Drake and Kiki.
I like Drake and Gallant.
Oh, my God. Moving on. Kid Rock has a greatest hits record out. It's called Greatest Hits You Never Saw Coming. And I looked on the track list and went, yep, those are all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Just play me one of those just to remind people how amazing
Kid
Rock is.
Oh, there isn't any new songs?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
let me jump ahead in the song.
Oh, don't play this one.
Oh, this is good. I like this a lot.
We're being reminded.
This is a live version
of
this.
This is not. This isn't on here.
It's not?
No. Well,
it is.
The song is on there.
Picture is on this album.
This version is
sounds great.
Absolutely
not on
is.
There. This version is not on there.
Well, Picture is on, right. This is
Alice
exclusive.
Who's
here.
That?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that chick lost her voice.
The voice
she sounds
of an
great.
Angel.
Just ain't right.
All right, moving on. Thank
what?
You.
Look at how
Good
great
job,
you sound
Sarah.
There. Oh, I finally play for you, and you got nothing for me.
So sad.
Listen to you.
Love when you harmonize with yourself.
3 damn nights. All right. Thank you.
Sing it, girl.
I'll put your picture away. I wonder where you've been. Okay.
I can't look at
you while you're lying. Do the high one. Next to him. Keep going. I put your picture away. Go high. Go louder. I wonder where you've been.
Look at you while I'm
All right.
lying. Next to him.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is not on the Kid Rock album, but he does have a greatest hits out. Number
I love
four
how you go,
here.
Turn that off.
I know.
Same breath of air. Not even a different breath. My God.
That's enough.
I wonder where.
Turn it off.
Been.
Save me from myself. Oh, my God. There's no saving me. So Prince put out a record. Well, Prince didn't do it. You know, someone else did it for him. This actually came out a week ago. It's a piano and a microphone, and it's live performances from various concerts, some going back to the 80s. And what did you grab? Did you grab that cold coffee and
cold
cocaine?
Cold coffee
I
hear and
that
cocaine.
One.
Here it is. It's very funky. You can hear his pedal. It's just like
is that
piano.
Him stomping?
Yeah, I bet it is. You know, it's just him.
Yeah,
it
him
sounds
and piano.
Unaffected. Very like little production here. Let me just.
All right, that's all I wanted to hear. Of that. Give me another one.
All right. Mary, don't you weep.
Okay. Oh, what a loss. God, that sounds so good. Give me one more.
Why the butterflies?
God, it'd be like going to church to go to one of these shows.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I never saw him live. Uh-huh. All right. It's called Piano and a Microphone by Prince. Machine Gun Kelly has a record out today. This ought to be a nice change of gears. just one off of his, please. Binge.
I think we heard this one before, but okay. I'm going to play it again anyway. Because
is this the diss track for
this is a
Eminem?
Diss track on Eminem, right. And it comes pretty hard.
All right, turn that off. Turn that off.
You don't
turn it
hear
off.
It?
No.
Oh,
if you
man.
Like Machine Gun Kelly, there's a little taste of it. Mm-hmm. Dude, I have six more, and we're never getting to them. This one's for you, Human. Chainsmokers have a new record out today.
Oh, yes! They're Sick, terrible live, but great on CD.
Sick Boy, This Feeling. That's the name of the record. Sick Boy, This Feeling, The Chainsmokers. Go ahead. What'd you grab?
Hold me closer in the backseat.
This is the...
That's not on this record.
This is This Feeling featuring Kelsey Ballerini.
All right. You like that, Human?
I do.
That's a great snap sound.
It's always driving forward.
Oh, yeah. Driving. That's what I think of when I think of the Chainsmokers.
Don't see them live.
Yeah, I think of walking out of a concert.
I think of having to leave Muse because these guys sucked and Human wanted to leave.
Right.
Sounds like the Chainsmokers. All right, moving on. Number 7. of the 11 I want to try and get to. So this is Josh Groban. He's got a new record out today called Bridges. Here's the deal, though. He also has a new television show today. It's called The Good Cop. And it's on Netflix. So I think the whole thing drops
cup?
It. The Good Cop.
Oh.
The Good Cop. It stars Josh Groban as an NYPD detective reluctantly taking advice from his father, played by Tony Danza.
No.
Oh.
He's an ex-cop who did time in prison for breaking too many rules.
Mountains. Oh, my God.
Now right. I'm a cop. Well, I play one on TV.
You're going to hear the actual song?
Yeah, so Bridges is the... he has lots of duets on here. Jennifer Nettles, Sarah McLachlan, Andrea Bocelli.
Oh,
what'd you grab off of this?
Sarah McLachlan.
All right.
And this one's called Run. I think it's a cover.
All right, look. It's beautiful. That's
it is
very
beautiful.
Pretty. What kind of music is that, Uzette? Like, what would you call that?
Soft rock. That's soft rock.
Ugh. It's not, no, this there's no rock involved. It's just soft.
Made of sleep.
Pretty. Walmart music. Is what you shop.
Or dentist
Walmart.
Music.
Like,
dentist
it's just too, like, I don't know. Like, who's going to get this record?
Adult contemporary.
I would listen to this.
Is it? I don't think it is.
I'd stream it.
You would?
Know. You would?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you wouldn't.
I mean, not while I'm driving, but probably at home while I'm crying.
Well, maybe if I needed something to put me to sleep, you know?
Yeah. Well,
now it has a beat. I don't know, man.
The beat just kicked in. Come on.
I get a kick out of him. Like, I see him.
It's easy listening.
It is easy listening.
Is it easy or is it hard?
Ugh, I just can't.
All right.
I love it.
We're going to move on. Oh, my God. We're already out of time. Let's go to number 8. Macy Gray has a new record out. Her 10th record.
I haven't heard from her in a while.
She's a good interview.
Ruby is the name of the record. What did you grab?
This one's called White Man.
All right. Oh, White Man. Fantastic. I love her voice.
She's funky.
All Oh, I love that. Oh, well, I'll whip your woo, too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one more or no?
I'm going to, no, you know what? We're just totally out of time. I want to play this one for Vinny. Joe Bonamassa, he likes him. Okay. This is his 13th album. It's called Redemption. And here's a little of that.
Title track.
All right. Who was he just playing with?
I don't know who he did a joint with that you're talking about, but
he was just featured on somebody's record.
He's a blues guy. He goes, yeah. He's all over the place.
So the ones I'm not going to get to are the new Lupe Fiasco and the band Perry.
Oh.
Wow, that is not what I expected.
It's not what you expected,
some kind
right?
of country record. Mm-hmm. If I die young, take me to the river.
That was a hit.
That was a hit. This this is a departure. That's a pretty song. Anyway, they have new releases out today as well. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
How to Live to 100, the new You Must Ask Law, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Do you remember the 21st night of September? It's like Earth, Wind, and Fire Day or something. Woke up singing that. Hey, thing one, Scott Capurro. Last night he did great.
Oh my God, you guys. I forgot to tell you.
What?
He was on one of the morning talk shows.
Yeah, we watched it. I thought you were in there with us.
Oh,
that's so funny.
All these people were crowded around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we all went in. They did a really long spot with him on KTV yesterday. Him and he was there with Garcia.
I got home, and the missus, who's trapped with a baby on the, you know what, was like, I saw Scott on
KTVU,
and he was great.
And
she goes, and they asked him some things that could have gotten him into a lot of trouble, and he showed great restraint.
Mm-hmm. He did. He was such a grown-up.
Well.
Oh, and handsome?
He looked great.
He looked amazing. Actually, I should send him some of those pictures. So anyway, then last night he played at the Punchline. He said he had a good crowd for a Thursday night.
Nice.
There again tonight and tomorrow night. So go and check out our friend Scott. So exciting.
I know.
I was like, he looks really good on that panel. Uh-huh. Like, they should have him in all the time.
Could be a contributor.
I know.
Well, he didn't do anything to keep him from being invited back, and that's important.
That is true. Thing two is, over the break, Vinny posted two adorable pictures of his new daughter, sister is her name, on Instagram. So go to Vin Hassan. That's at Vin Hassan on Instagram. Oh my God, that kid looks exactly like Isla did.
Mm-hmm.
You should put up side by side pictures of her and Isla and see if people can, at the same time and see if people can tell the difference. Like, she's a little clone of her. It's incredible.
She's just got darker hair. But, yeah, they're the same.
Oh, who? Sister has darker hair than Isla did?
Sister has darker hair than Isla.
Well, don't give it away.
Oh,
don't give away the thing to look for.
Well, anyway, this is the only post for a few minutes.
It's so funny.
It's so me trapped on the couch in dirty sweatpants.
With your phone on your ear and the baby just sprawled out in your lap.
Oh, the phone's not in my ear.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just perched like that. But my iPad is right there because truly, when it's my turn, I'm sitting there for like 3 hours.
You're under a baby.
I go to the bathroom. I get a glass of water. I go sit down, and I'm
in charge.
I'm on. That's my shift.
Vin Hassan on Instagram. Go and check that out. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The Radio Alice Report.
Speaking of checking out,
yeah,
here's what you got to do.
Stay
right here, and you'll hear Jane this afternoon.
Yes.
She's excellent. She's so wonderful.
I think what you're saying is never check out.
Right. Just stay on this station.
And check out everything that happens.
And then you'll find Jane.
Believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, my throat. Oh. How am I going to jam tonight?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to have to lube it up, I guess.
What does that mean?
Drink.
Oh, I thought something else.
Sometimes whiskey will burn the rust off my throat. I don't even drink whiskey. I might have to tonight.
Or trash it further.
I know. Oh, my God.
And when you, when
maybe
you show up Monday,
take a weekend off.
There'll be nothing.
I've been hagging all week.
You have whiskey at home?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have. You ask me if I've got it, I have it.
That's so interesting.
And if I don't have it, my brother has it at his house.
Why, you've asked for that when you're there?
No,
and they...
I just, she's always like a vodka, beer, or, you know, Moscow Mule.
I'm happy to
I know,
give you
I just,
any.
I never even thought about the booze. I know you have everything you need, and I just never put that together when I'm there.
Yeah,
whiskey sounds fun.
All right, I'll swing next time it's a whiskey, days. You come on by.
Back to Jane. She's fantastic.
Jane, you're playing a game called.
Anyway, let's do a couple news stories before I'm out of time. Wow, look at that.
Yikes.
Time is up.
No, we do get to talking.
Here's what's happening, everyone. Our governor's been busy.
Yeah.
It looks like he just rejected legislation requiring that California middle and high schools start no earlier than 8:30. So I don't get the deal with that. I think depending on where you are, you may need to, I don't know. Shouldn't that be?
I don't know. It's one of those things where they've been saying, the older that your kid is, like teenagers actually need more sleep in the morning and they're wired to be up later.
Oh, so that's the deal?
I think they were trying to get it to start later. I think my kid's school starts at 8 though, or maybe 7:30. I don't know. I'm never there when he goes to school, so.
What about those of us that are up and ready to go?
What about you?
We're ready to go.
Why don't you go to...
Let's start some school, everybody.
Oh my God.
Get it over with.
Get out of my house, kid.
Also, it looks like another law was signed yesterday by Governor Jerry Brown that makes California the first state to bar full-service restaurants from automatically giving out single-use plastic straws.
I like it.
It takes effect next year. The deal is you'll have to ask for one.
Mm.
May I
that
please
guy.
Have a straw?
Right. Someone was saying that bamboo straws are becoming a thing.
Mm. I like
that
it.
Bamboo is super plentiful and grows back really, really fast, and I like it too. I think that's great. Give me a bamboo straw.
I don't mind. You know what? If you give me a clean glass, I'll drink
you.
From it.
I've stopped
I'm fine.
Grabbing
I'm
straws.
Fine. Just give me a clean glass.
I'll
don't
drink
make me
them.
Always be like, there's lipstick still on this.
Right.
Come on, man.
Yuck.
Well, I want a clean glass whether I'm using a straw or not.
I know, but I'm saying that's have you ever done that? You lift your cup and go, I see a lip print on this thing.
Well, certain lipsticks will stick on there, and
I
even
know.
Though they run them through a dishwasher,
the stain's
there. It's just there.
You want a straw? You must ask.
All right.
Today is the last full day of summer, and at least 84% of people say they like fall weather. They like it.
Yeah,
they're
I like
into
fall
it.
Weather. It's all right. I just don't. I'm not a big rain fan.
The happiest people though, are places where you really see the seasons change, which includes Denver, Chicago, Atlanta, Boston on the list.
Boston's happiest people.
They're happy with fall.
Oh.
They like
fall's
fall.
So beautiful in
like,
New England.
Yeah,
anywhere
bring
that
on
the leaves
fall.
Change, mm-hmm. I think that's lovely. I do. I do like fall, and I like the feeling in the air, a little Christmas. I like football. I like the back-to-school stuff, sort of. I like that feeling, but it bums me out because it means summer. I just love summer so much. Last day of summer today. Do you remember?
Bye.
21st night.
Bye, summer.
September.
Let's
maybe
see
today will
here.
Be a really long day.
Would you make big life changes to live to be 100?
I don't know.
The majority of people say no.
Well, what are the changes that they're asking?
Would you eat healthier all the time?
Like to eat healthier all the time.
Would like
I would
to,
like
but
to.
Would you? Are you going to?
I'm really
to?
Not in charge of what I eat, so. Yeah. I eat what John puts in front of me.
So you're just blaming John?
Yeah, I'm blaming John.
All right. Exercise more. You're going to exercise more.
I try to exercise.
If someone said you'll live to be 100.
I definitely exercise more than I want to, even now. So I have to exercise more than that.
No, boy, I think you're actually
that elliptical
pretty good.
Is just collecting dust. Anybody want it? Get the thing out of here. You want it?
You're going to get rid of the gym?
I don't know.
You're not using that anymore?
I'm not. I haven't been in there in like a month.
Well,
I
but your brother's going to finally get a job and your sister-in-law is going to get a job and they're going to split and you're going to go, I shouldn't have given away the treadmill.
All right, fine.
Dang.
I don't have a treadmill. So
whatever it is. You know what I'm
maybe.
Talking about.
Plus, it's going to start raining.
The
I won't
home
be able to
gym.
Walk. We've been hiking. It's been nice. Hiking's hard, I guess.
But so he may be out of work 2 more months. You'll be like, oh, this is our life now. And then he goes to work and you're going to be all, oh, that wasn't our life. Mm. Like he's a grown man. He's going to go back
to
work.
Yeah, he is. I'm ready. I'm ready for them to be working. I am ready to have a schedule again.
So, you know, keep the thing. You'll be glad you did.
I don't know. We'll see.
Doesn't John use it?
No, nobody. It hurts his hips.
Yeah. Oh.
What's the matter with his hips?
He's got some hip things going on. So he was using it for a while, and the kids have used it a few times, but nobody's... I was the one who was using it all the time. I wanted that thing, and I got it, and now I don't want it.
Bad hips are going to kill his surfing.
Oh, he's not worried about surfing.
Oh.
No, that's not a concern.
Oh.
I know. Weird.
Huh. Get more sleep if you want to live to be 100. You got to do it.
Fine. I'll get more sleep.
Save more money if you want to live to be 100, because you're going to need it.
Yeah, you are, because everything's going to go wrong right up until you die. That's what happens. Your body breaks down. I don't know if you've noticed. People get sick when they get old.
Wow. Oh, man.
I know. Oh, the gout.
What? The first dumb Halloween costume of the season is a sexy Handmaid's Tale outfit.
I saw this.
Do you like it?
No. You guys, the whole point, those are the, oh my God. If you haven't seen The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, ding, ding, shame, I guess. You know, these are women who are basically enslaved to provide children to these families. They're the only ones who are still fertile in this new world. And they get raped every month by the dad at the house.
So they wear these, like, red outfits, or
yeah, what? So they wear these red hoods? Outfits with the white sort of hatty bonnet looking thing.
It's described here in my story as, if you haven't seen the show, it's about the scariest possible direction a misogynistic culture could go. Women are forced to wear specific outfits and have sex with the men.
Yeah. And by the way, while their head is cradled in the crotch of the barren woman he's married to. Have you not seen The Handmaid's Tale?
No.
So,
oh, no, that's the whole thing, is that this handmaid is brought into the home because the wife cannot have children. So this handmaid lays between the two of them.
Oh, what do you call that? There's a term for that. We were just talking about it.
What?
Was it cuckolding?
Cuckolding. She's cuckolded.
But they're not doing that. They're not calling it that. She's just a lady who's the vessel. So her head is literally between the woman who can't have children's legs. Mm-hmm. She's being like held in the lap of that woman. The husband drops trout in front, looks into the wife's eyes while he plows this other girl.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So I'm thinking that the sexy handmaid costume is in bad taste at best.
Yeah, they're calling it an extreme disconnect here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a look, sir.
That's it.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
So she's wearing a hussy dress underneath, like, basically a red cape.
I can't tell. Do you like the show or you don't
like it? I love the
show. Oh, you love the show.
I loved the book, and I thought that the first season was... And now they're in a second season, so it's gone beyond where the book went, but it's so just this crazy dystopian horror show.
By the way, today the new iPhone comes out, so if you see people lined up on the sidewalk and you're like, what the heck am I missing out on? It's the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Or the new Apple Watch. Maybe it's the watch.
Didn't you say there's a few new things? There a new iPad too, or
there's
no?
There's not. Okay. That's coming later, but the watch was a
people
big announcement.
People want their 10S.
Looks like the Tim Cook was at the Apple store in Palo Alto this morning.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, people were taking selfies.
Of course they were. That's what we do with our iPhones. I'm tempted.
You're doing it.
The camera does sound great.
You got to do it.
Plus the battery.
Well, having a phone that actually works would be great.
I just don't know what to do about my headphones.
You don't need headphones. You'll have the ones with the flat thing that goes right in and you're fine.
Don't ever forget them or else you won't have headphones.
Right. And you can't borrow them from anyone.
And you can't go buy them.
Bluetooth headphones.
That's what you do.
You what?
You do what?
Bluetooth headphones.
Super You'll simple. Love them.
I like the
They're
ones
great.
You have that have like the little
yeah,
magnet
like wraps around your neck. Yeah,
that's nice.
There's a few of them.
And get the rid AirPods. Of the cord, man. You're like fine. It. You'll love it.
Will you?
Yeah.
When are they going to get one of those pads that you can just lay your crap on and not have to plug it in to charge it anymore?
That probably exists already, right?
I read Apple has been having trouble getting that released. They have the pads not made by Apple that work.
They work on the Apple phones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Prius that I've since sold had a little spot there in the middle.
Yeah.
And I could lay my phone on it and it would charge it.
John was telling me just yesterday that the new Mercedes, the new Mercedes have that pad in the middle.
There's a bunch of them out there, but Apple doesn't have one yet.
Yeah.
Or at least I read that they'd have
a problem
getting.
So I can get one of those and I can lay whatever I want on it and it'll charge it. Mm-hmm. I like that. How are they doing that? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Wow, I think that was the best music segment that you guys have ever done.
Oh. There were a couple really good things in there.
Yeah.
I love that Noah Cyrus. I did not expect to.
Right. The janky Cyrus. Turns out she's not janky after all.
You know what? I'm going to look it up. I bet you were already playing
show
something.
Show him a picture of her boyfriend.
I was going to text Jane about it,
girls?
But I bet we're on it.
Yeah. Noah Cyrus's boyfriend.
Why? What's wrong with the boyfriend?
I didn't see Noah Cyrus on our music list.
Noah
playlist.
Cyrus.
Is she in there?
Oh, wow. Is Make Me Cry from this EP, or did we already play it before?
Make Me Cry is an older one.
Okay.
We did play it before. Let me see when I pulled it. It was from 2016 in November.
It's Noah Cyrus and Labyrinth.
And Labyrinth, correct, yes. Here is her boyfriend.
Oh, he seems nice.
Yeah.
He's a face tattoo guy.
Oh.
He looks like Pete Davidson's ugly younger brother.
You know, you can see, though, some of these people, they look like little kids,
yeah.
And then they ink their face in hopes, I guess, it'll make them look tough.
That's not a great shot of her either, though, so.
Nick.
Yikes.
Anyway. Oh, my God, the Dragon books were fabulous.
Yeah.
Fastest I've ever gone through three books. 2 weeks.
I'm going to have to reread those. They were so good. That one lady didn't know what she was talking about. I hated those books. Things back.
408 says, Noah is way better than Miley.
She's great. I had no idea. She actually sounds a lot like her. I mean, they have a tone to their voice, the Cyrus girls.
Mm-hmm. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.